This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. A new survey of reading habits in Russia is prompting an outcry from the country's intellectual elite. In the land of Dostoevsky and Tolstoy, one-third of respondents said they don't read books at all. 80% said they never enter a library. Only about half ever buy books. For those who are still reading, the most popular genre is crime novels. Among them, books dealing with big business, organized crime, and political power in today's Russia. NPR's Martha Wexler has a profile of one popular Russian author.
Yulia Latynina has become something of a brand name for Russians interested in politics. She publishes newspaper and online commentaries, and she has her own radio program called Access Code.
Неправильный код доступа. Введите код.
Юлия Латынина.
Listeners call in or email their questions to the studio at Moscow Echo Radio. Latynina seems to have the access code for the powers that be, and she boldly answers questions about the scandalous wheeling and dealing of the Russian elite. But the 37-year-old Latynina, a gutsy, energetic redhead, insists that she is first and foremost a novelist. Journalism, she says, is just a draft, a way to get information for the novels she churns out. Fiction, she says, can delve deeper into people's motives.
Since a lot of things that people do, it matters not so much what they do, but also it matters very much why they do it. In this aspect, journalism is totally incomplete because it cannot cover all facets of reality.
And that's why Russians like 20-year-old Yevgeny Lesnitsky say they read Latynina's novels. Lesnitsky, cornered in the Moskva bookstore on a summer morning, says Latynina has found her own niche. People read her books not so much because they're great literature, but to find out about the crooked world of Russian business. Critics wonder whether she's hiding behind thinly veiled fiction to avoid lawsuits or worse. After early ventures into science fiction, Latynina began writing her economic thrillers, works like Steel King and Industrial Zone. They reflected the post-Soviet battles over privatization. She's a student of Russian corruption and admits she's becoming gloomier.
In Yeltsin's era, you could be detained for committing some crime, pay money, and be released. Now you can commit a crime, be detained, pay money, be released, and within a week you will be arrested again because the guy whom you paid money wants more.
Latynina says it's wrong to underestimate the excesses of the oligarchs who emerged and profited under President Boris Yeltsin. But she finds something positive in their striving to acquire companies and increase the value of their shares.
Now the people that surround Putin, they're not building private companies, neither for themselves, neither for their friends. Their ultimate goal is to rule and to control everything in the country, including private business. Not that they want to nationalize the business. They just want to be paid by the business.
Latynina's latest novel is again set in a Russia where everything is for sale, including high-level government positions. But she's introduced a new element, Chechens plotting a terrorist attack of horrific proportions with the unwitting help of the security police. The Chechens battle other crime families for control of an oil plant. They want to turn it into a giant chemical bomb. The book is called Janahem, or See You in Hell. Latynina says Russia never really assimilated Chechens and other peoples of the Caucasus, and after the Soviet Union collapsed, these people filled the power vacuum with their ancient code of honor and clan loyalty. Latynina worries that the Chechen separatist campaign has turned into a religious war throughout the Caucasus, and the commanders are Muslim clerics. Whether it's her politics, her action-packed plot lines, or her insider knowledge of Russia's business and power elite, something about Latynina's books has won her a respectable readership. The Moskva bookstore has placed Janahem on its bestseller table, next to Dan Brown's Da Vinci Code in translation. The store carries 38,000 titles, and in June, Janahem was number 12 in sales. Martha Wexler, NPR News, Moscow.